is World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. A very warm hello from me, Nate Abarea, your host of this program. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher, and checking out the website that started it all, worldsoccertalk.com. If you're on Twitter, follow us at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA. And if you want to get at me on Twitter, and you want to call me an abrasive, drunk, pseudo-scouser who's in love with Amy Winehouse, thanks for that tweet, by the way, you lovely tweeter out there. Or you just want to tweet me and tell me how much you love the show and how you subscribe to it on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher, and you're a big fan of Sports Byline. Do that whole thing. Either way, whatever one it is, at NateWST. And if you're not in Twitter, what are you doing with your life? Get on Twitter. Come on, get with the program. 2015. Rebecca Lowe of NBC Sports is going to be our guest in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. It is going to be a great privilege having Rebecca on the show. We are 4 days away from the Premier League. Would you believe it? And we are going to be talking with Rebecca Lowe about the upcoming season, both on the pitches in the UK, and we'll be talking about the season from an NBC broadcast angle. Rumor has it that there are some fancy new touch screens for the two Robbies and Kyle Martino to be playing with in the studio. They're going to have so much fun trying to not get carried away with the new technology that NBC is bringing on for this season. We're talking with Rebecca about her beloved Eagles of Crystal Palace. We're talking about Liverpool. We're talking about Bournemouth. Can Bournemouth stay up? Can they pull off the remarkable achievement and stay in the Premier League as the tiny little club that they are? And we are laying down some bold title picks. Could this finally be the season when Arsenal, when the Gooners get back to the top of the Premier League? We'll see what Rebecca has to say about those boys at the Emirates, Arsenal, Arsene Wenger, and all that goes with that club. We're going to talk with Rebecca about women in sportscasting. We're going to talk with her about her love for Alan Pardew, the man that, if you were a bar of chocolate, he'd eat himself. Oh, a Crystal Palace hero through and through. And can he lead the Eagles to their highest finish in their Premier League history? And we're getting to know a little bit about Rebecca Lowe. Cannot wait to get this conversation started. Stay with us right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com. If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the U.S. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone, and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From SportsCenter to hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live. It's new. It's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
Back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, Twitter at NateWST and at World Soccer Talk. We are privileged to be joined by Rebecca Lowe of NBC Sports. We're 4 days away from the Premier League season. What are you most excited about in regards to this upcoming Premier League season?
I think I'm excited about the fact that you never know what's going to happen. Yes, you can make your predictions and you think you know who's going to finish in the top four and who's going to be relatively wherever they are. But in between now and next May, things happen that you never expect to happen. You know, last season we had Leicester beating Man United 5-3. We had, you know, other games where you never foresaw what turned out to be. And I think that's what I look forward to. I look forward to going into work on a Saturday morning and then throughout the next 2 or 3 days, just having things go on that, you know, genuinely shock and surprise me and all the guys in the studio. I love that.
Well, talk a little bit more about the NBC side of things. What's new with NBC's coverage of the Premier League this season? Do you have any teasers to toss out here on the show?
We might have a few things up our sleeve, Nate. You might have to wait and see until the weekend. I think that we've got quite a few. I think we've got quite a few technical innovations that Robbie Kyle and Robbie will be bringing to you. I'm not excellent on the technical side with the touchscreen and all that, because that's really very much their domain, but I'm fairly certain that tactically and on the touchscreen the guys are going to have some new toys to play with, which will be fun because they're really good at that. And I think it really helps as well new and old supporters to really visualize what is going on the field sometimes at halftime and full time. So I think there'll be a bit more of that, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Now, Rebecca, you've worked at ESPN, you've worked at the BBC, Satanta, and now, of course, at NBC. In your view, what makes NBC's Premier League coverage so unique, and how would you compare it to that of the rest of the outlets in the Premier League television world?
I think what makes it so unique, Nate, is that you can see any single game. And I, you know, maybe that happens somewhere else in the world, but it certainly doesn't happen in England where I come from. So to be able to sit there on a Saturday morning and pick whichever game you want to watch and change your mind halfway through and watch five different games if you want to, first of all, that's what makes it unique for sure. Which means that we're really servicing the supporters and giving them what they want, because if you're a West Brom fan or a Man United fan, you can watch every single game, every single 30 of the 38 games. So that's the first thing. I think as well, we try to not just show the live games, we try to support the live games as much as we can with decent build-up times and post-game times when we can. You know, we come on air 45 minutes before on a Saturday, and we come on air an hour before kickoff on a Sunday. And we go on for 6, 7, 8 hours sometimes, plus we have Match of the Day, and we have all these other Premier League downloads and all the supporting programs that we have, the shoulder programming, if you like, which really makes it a Premier League destination. And I think the other really important thing is that because we have the entire contract, so every single game is with us, it's just pretty much same place, same time, every single week. And I think that really helps to grow a product, Nate, because, you know, I mean, you guys are used to it, but in this country, for me, there are so many TV channels. It's nice to always know that on this specific channel, this time every week, there'll be the Premier League. So you're not sort of trying to find them on different channels. So I think that those things really have made us pretty unique.
Well, you talk about the coverage of every match, and one thing I'm curious about is during during a match, during, let's just even say, 10 o'clock Eastern time here in the States, and the marquee match, whatever's playing on the over-the-air NBC Sports, or even just any of the days where there's the marquee matches, but you got all these other games going on, what are you guys up to in the studio, whether it's you, Kyle Martino, the two Robbies, as far as in studio during the matches themselves, from minute 1 to 45 when Arlo and Lee or Arlo and Graham are doing their thing? Take us through what you're going through during the matches.
Well, first and foremost, there's food to consider, Nate. So it depends on which match we're talking about. But the first match, the 7:45 Eastern game on a Saturday, as soon as that game kicks off, breakfast arrives. We're super lucky. We have a brilliant team that come in and give us our breakfast. Because, we can't leave the studio other than to take a restroom break because something may happen that we need to know about for later on. We have to watch every single minute. So food is very important. It's a long day. And then at 10 a.m. Eastern junction, so when we've got, we're watching one of the games and then there are, say, four, five or six other 10 a.m. Eastern games going on. The wall behind us, as you look at us in the studio, there's a big wall behind us, and that turns into a divided wall. So we have, say, six. We can have every single game if there's 10. Sometimes you get 10 games kicking off at the same time, once or twice a season. But we have, say, it's six games that day, all split up, and we all turn around. Kyle doesn't really like the big wall. He likes to go over to the other side where the match of the day set is, and he likes to watch one game, and then we shout when there's a goal in the other, and then he'll see that goal, but he finds like six screens in front of him too much. But the rest of us are pretty much okay with it, and we have a system where if one of us, we're just watching all six games, it's kind of mad, but if one of us sees a goal, you have to say goal or red card or whatever it is, and then you have to give the direction of where it is on the screen and the name of the team. So it would be like goal bottom left, Manchester United. And then if you get it wrong, there's a fine. It's like a $5 fine. I'm not sure anyone's actually ever paid that fine, but there is a fine. So that's kind of how it goes. And then the other thing is that whoever's on, whether it's Kyle, Robbie, or Robbie, two of those three, they are constantly talking to our tape room and asking for certain things, making sure certain things are going to be in the highlights if they've missed it. Everyone is watching everything. So we very rarely have touch wood. I hope to think we don't miss too much. But they're always asking for certain things and at certain angles as well, and maybe a replay of something. So we're kind of across everything and having a constant conversation.
Rebecca, we got about 3 minutes before we got to head to our first break here with you. You are, as many people know, a Crystal Palace supporter, and as our good friend Ted Lasso has said recently, looks like Crystal Palace are going to be the Seahawks of the BPL. I'm telling you, they're up and coming. What do you expect from Crystal Palace this year? Are you buying into these high hopes and these aspirations of even a Europa League finish, or are you a little bit skeptical as far as the hopefulness level?
Well, funnily enough, my dad and I were having this very same conversation this morning, and it is my dad's fault that I'm a Crystal Palace fan because he took me when I was a kid. So we were having this conversation this morning. This is so weird to be talking about Crystal Palace in even the top half of the Premier League. But I said to Dad this morning, if we could finish eighth, that would be dreamland. But to be honest with you, Nate, if we finish 17th, I'll be happy. This is Crystal Palace. 4 or 5 years ago, we were in administration. And to be where Crystal Palace are right now is, it really is a dream from where they've come. So as long as they stay up, then Palace fans will be happy. Of course, I know we've spent money and that's the thing. So they do it, their expectations will rise. But you know what? It's a nice problem to have. But Johan could buy, as many people signing of the summer, mine included. What a buy. I'd never thought I'd see the day where Crystal Palace would sign a player from Paris Saint-Germain, number one, and sign a player that, not forgetting, a couple of years ago was being heavily linked to Arsenal. So very pleased with that.
How does that feel? I mean, in the final minute before we got ahead of break, you're talking about that Palace competing with the big boys for a summer transfer signing.
Honestly, Nate, I can't really explain it. I mean, I spent my childhood watching them in the second tier, in the Championship. And we've always been bouncing up and down, as you know, from Premier League down to Championship. And we were in the Championship for years on end at one point. And I actually thought we'd missed the boat. I thought that the likes of West Brom had got up just when they needed to and solidified and made themselves a solid Premier League club. And I thought Palace had probably missed the boat. But Steve Parrish, the co-owner, has come in, and what a magnificent job he has done, because not only is the club run so sensibly, but the players that they've brought in, it's really hard for me to talk about it because I find it a little bit emotional because, you know, you love your club and it's incredible to see where they are now, and I'll never ever take it for granted as long as I live.
One of the finest atmospheres in all of the Premier League. Park is going to be buzzing this season. Come on, you Eagles. Nate Abarrea with Rebecca Lowe. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio, talking more about this upcoming Premier League season. Stay tuned. Are you sick and tired of cable and satellite prices going up and up and up? If you're a sports fan like me, one of the main reasons you're keeping your TV subscription is to watch ESPN. But did you know that you can cut the cord, cancel your TV subscription, and watch ESPN live and legally on your computer, tablet, Roku, or phone, and save a ton of money? With a subscription to Sling TV, you can watch all the ESPN, ESPN2, TNT, TBS, and AMC that you want. Plus, you also get the SEC Network, ESPN Bases Loaded, ESPN Buzzer Beater, Univision, and much more. From Sports Center to Hoops, Sling TV has got the best in live sports action and commentary. And today you can get a free 7-day trial to Sling TV just by going to slingmytv.com. Again, to get a 7-day free trial to Sling TV, go to slingmytv.com today. That's slingmytv.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the U.S. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-day sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
Back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Rebecca Lowe is our guest. in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We are just 4 days away from the start of the Barclays Premier League season. So many high hopes for Crystal Palace and quite a few other clubs here this season. Now, Rebecca, let's kind of take a broader look at the Premier League for a second. As this league grows each year with the number of foreign owners, sponsors, and a much greater international audience, and that's something that you're a big part of with your work with NBC Sports and seeing how much the Premier League has grown, obviously around the world, but specifically here in the United States. Do you at all feel that the league that you grew up around in England is losing maybe a little bit of its authentically British charm with all of this internationalization of the Premier League?
No, not one bit, Nate, not at all. Yes, there are lots and lots of foreign players and lots of foreign managers, but I don't think it's lost any of its Britishness, any of its Englishness at all. I think that there's always been foreign players in English football as far back as I can remember. Yes, maybe there are more now, but it just makes it better. The thing is, you're never going to change the fan bases. You're only ever going to change stadiums to make them bigger and in some cases better, in some cases not, but within the same area. So you're not going to lose that culture and that authenticity. You're just not. It's too ingrained. I mean, when you start, we have a huge research pack that our research team send out at the beginning of every season, and just skimming through that, and I was looking at the three new clubs that have come up, and I think Norwich were established in 1902 and the other two, Watford and Bournemouth, in the late 1800s, and that sort of thing doesn't get eradicated by having some foreign players and some foreign owners. It just doesn't. And I think that if ever there were a time where that was challenged or threatened, there's enough support within the game to ensure that doesn't happen. I think the whole City situation with the owner there wanted last season and still does to change the name to Hull Tigers. And whilst a part of me kind of understands from a business perspective, although I don't actually think his idea would actually make any more money anyway for him, but I can see where he's coming from a business perspective, totally and utterly the wrong thing to do. And as has been decided by the FA, they're not going to do it. And the fans were up in arms. So that's a perfect example. No, actually, by the way, he may not be from England, Assam Alambi, Hull City owner, but he's very much a Yorkshire man. So, you know, he's not even sort of classed anymore as a foreign owner. So, no, I don't think there's any chance of that.
What about this 39th game idea, and even this in general, the idea of playing Premier League matches overseas and following a very much a National Football League model, the way the NFL has taken games to Wembley Stadium over the last few years, and this being actually discussed at the top levels? What do you make of the idea of a Premier League match, an actual in-season game, being played outside of the UK?
I think it's not going to happen anytime soon, but I can't say it's never going to happen, Nate, because I think, like you say, the NFL is showing that it can happen. I mean, football is slightly different, and part of that is that the away part of it. When you go and play away from home, you take loads of fans with you in England, as you know, whereas here, you can't do that because the distances are too much, and it isn't so much part of the culture that there's an away section which is louder than the home section on so many occasions. I just don't think I know it won't be received particularly well at first within the game. And I also think that logistically there'll be a lot of obstacles to overcome, because how do they choose which game? How do they get over the fact that some managers, if they go to America to play a game and lose and then come back and they have jet lag, that they'll lose the next game and then they'll blame them? I mean, there's just so many things. And how do you make it equal and even and fair financially, but also within the rules of the season? So whilst I think that it might be going that way eventually, a lot of things have to be really well thought out for me for it to happen in the next 6 or 7 years.
Rebecca, one of NBC's strengths over the last couple of seasons has been the coverage of the managers in the Premier League. And we've had your colleague Kyle Martino on the show before. And I love when Kyle talks about whether he's talking or Robbie Musto or Robbie Earl's talking. As soon as, if you guys are just finishing up a Chelsea match and you guys get word that Jose is speaking to a reporter, the word comes in from Rebecca going, hey, it's time to go to Jose right now. It doesn't matter what anybody else is saying, because we have to hear what Jose's talking about. including Jose Mourinho, and looking around the league, who are some of the most fascinating managers for you? And talk about NBC's emphasis on covering the managers within the Premier League and your enthusiasm for it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with that side of things. I think that there's a misconception that managers don't say anything pre and post game. I think pre-match they say less, and post-match they say a lot more. But I've done the job. I spent 4 years with ESPN in the UK doing the sideline reporting in the Premier League. So I know a lot of the managers fairly well, and some are certainly more accommodating than others, and some are more interesting than others, to be honest. Like you say, Jose Mourinho is like, stop everything, stop the train, we need to hear from Jose Mourinho. Louis van Gaal is getting there as well, mainly because some of the things he comes out with after games are just, you know, they're emotional, they're controversial, they're great. Whether some of it gets lost in translation, I don't know, but we take it, we love it. Brendan Rodgers is always really interesting as well, because he's a very good politician, and sometimes we end up debating the Brendan Rodgers post-match interview rather than the Liverpool performance. So I always look forward to what he's got to say. I mean, there are also the managers. I mean, he's not there anymore, but John Carver, when he was at Newcastle, such a passionate guy, that it was television gold. You know, you had to watch it, whether you liked him or not, or agreed with him or not, it doesn't matter. He was TV gold. So I think that, and having been there myself in the tunnel, when a manager comes off and they go back into the dressing room, and then I'm standing there with the microphone and the press officer goes to get them, they used to have to come to me before we went off air. So usually within 10, 15 minutes, they are still either on a high or in a desperate low. And that's when they're at their most raw. Pre-game, they're very conservative, but post-game, sometimes they can let some things out. So that's why I think it's important. And if you look back, so many things that Mourinho or Wenger or Sir Alex Ferguson in his day, so many of the storylines have come from those post-match interviews, Nate. So they're crucial to me.
Well, you have a very strong understanding of the minds of football managers, and some people might not know you're married to one.
Yes, I am indeed, yes.
And what's that like? How does that increase your understanding of the mind of a football manager?
Yeah, actually, it's a good question because it increases it a huge amount, Nate, because you know, I get to witness, obviously, firsthand the joy of winning and the despair of losing and everything in between. But I also see that the amount of work that every manager does, or has to do to stay in the job. But there's a new book come out, I think, by a British journalist, Mike Calvin, all about this and all about the pressure on managers and the life of a manager. And Arsene Wenger is quoted in it as saying that he has respect for every manager at every level because all managers go through the same thing. And it's a really, really hard job. My husband was manager of 4 clubs in the UK. He's now over here with me in the US, although he's in California at the moment. He's the new head coach of Sacramento Republic, and I went to their his first league game at the weekend just gone, but I did notice a big difference. They won the game, which was great, but first of all, selling candy floss and popcorn at football matches is something that I need to really get used to, because I can't get used to that at all. But also the positivity coming down from, you know, there were 12,000 fans there, they're sold out every week, and the positivity coming down from the stands, Nate, was, you know, yes, they were winning, but it was 0-0 for quite a while. It was a very evenly matched game against Seattle Sounders too. And it was something I'd not really experienced before, which was really nice to see. So it's quite different over here from the UK, and he's absolutely loving it. But no, I absolutely can have lived it and know exactly what these managers and their poor wives are going through. Yeah, it's not easy, but I wouldn't swap it for the world.
All right, best of luck to Paul at SAC Republic FC.
Yes.
You gotta love it. Do work in Northern California, Mr. Buckle. Cannot wait to see what SAC Republic do over the next couple of years. A lot of rumors that that's a team trying to find their way into Major League Soccer. That's for a whole another show. Now, we got a couple of minutes left before we gotta head to another break, Rebecca. And something that a lot of people want to hear about is the banter in the studio. Have you ever gotten really, really just legitimately mad at one of the two Robbies or Kyle? And have you ever, you know, broken out the famous Rebecca Lowe American accent and just told them to shut up? We got to handle business here.
No, actually, actually, amazingly, we haven't. I would say that Kyle and I tend to disagree on quite a few things, so we can have quite heated debates. Sometimes they're about football. Other times, I don't know what they're about, but they're not always about football. So that's quite funny. But he's got a very strong opinion, which is great, and that's what makes him such an excellent pundit and such an excellent analyst. And so it's the same with the other guys as well. We can have strong debates, but never. I can honestly, hands on heart, say none of us have ever fallen out. We have, again, it sounds so cheesy, but it's true. Never have I ever gone into work at a place and laughed more. You know, we have such a great time. We laugh our heads off. I think it would be very difficult if we didn't get on, because we must be together for at least 24 hours over the course of 3 days. No, probably more than that. Probably more like 30 or 35 at crazy hours of the day as well. So we get on like a house on fire, and a lot of banter is thrown about. And actually, there's also banter coming from the control room as well. There's a strong American contingent in there. So we have a bit of jiving back and forth between the English and the Americans as well.
Can you take us to break with a little taste of the famous Rebecca Lowe American accent?
Oh, sure. No, I can't. I've totally gone off. I haven't done it in months. You go to break in an English accent. That's much better.
All right, Nat Elberea, taking us to break here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We're here with Rebecca Lowe of NBC Sports. We're going to talk about females in sports broadcasting on the other side of this break, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. It's a pleasure to be with you. Stay tuned.
Levies and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, Sweet Pea. I'm going to get the 2 for $4 bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich, dude.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, Sweet Pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. You love it, or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. And for more great deals, download the BK app. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
Nate Abarea and Rebecca Lowe back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Rebecca, I want to talk with you about something now relating to women in sports casting. Now, this is a really interesting thing having you on the show with this topic, because you come from an incredible broadcast lineage. Your father, Chris Lowe, as many people know, worked for the BBC for over three decades. So based on that background that you have and all your time around television, I mean, even from a child to this very day, based on that background, do you look at your own career and go, hey, I'm just a really good broadcaster that happens to be a woman? Or do you take a bit of pride in being a female within a traditionally quite male-dominated sports television world?
I would say that I try my hardest to not think about being a woman in a man's world, because I think that over the years... Sorry, I can just hear a very loud bird behind me. I'm just walking inside. Sorry. I would say that over the years, you know, being a female in a man's world is something that is asked about to me a lot, and how hard it is. And to be honest, I really try to look at it, like you said, that I'm just doing a job like anybody else, and I hope to goodness that people respond to me and watch me as though I'm just a sports broadcaster and a human being, not a woman or a man. Having said that, do I take pride? I suppose I'm proud of my career and where I am, but it's not really because I'm a woman. I think I'm just proud of you know, the opportunities that I've managed to get. But so no, I wouldn't say I look at it from a gender point of view at all.
Let's touch real quickly, go back to this summer and the Lionesses and what they accomplished as a women's international soccer team, and really for the first time seeing people in England pay respect to women playing the beautiful game and kind of flipping over a few stereotypes. What did that mean to you? And I mean this more, and this is important to specify here, I mean more as an England, as a proud British person, rather than just as an English woman. What did that summer mean to you, and what do you think the nation and the UK as a whole took away from what the Lionesses did in Canada 2015 in the World Cup?
Well, Nate, 10 years ago, I was working with the England team. I was at the BBC, and I was the England reporter for the BBC when they did Euro 2005, which was actually hosted in England. And England didn't qualify out of the group. They finished bottom of the group, and it was really disappointing because we were so hoping that that might catch a light, the imagination of the country. And it failed to, even though the games were on national television on BBC, it failed to. And as the years have gone by and World Cups have come and gone and England have gone relatively close to getting to the semi-finals down the years, it still never really caught on. They've been growing. The numbers have certainly been growing. That's without a shadow of a doubt. But this summer, and I was over here in the States. I haven't been home to the UK, but obviously I've read about it. I've spoken to people back home, and I know about the viewing figures. This summer did change everything. And watching the games and the own goal, I mean, I still just put my head in my hands at Laura Bassett. I felt so dreadfully deflated at the end of that game in the semi-finals, but how well they did. And having watched them, like I say, for over 10 years now, I was really proud. I was really proud of so many of those players that were there 10 years ago that were struggling to be noticed and struggling to be household names, and now they are. And the FA Cup final, the Women's FA Cup final at the weekend, drew 2 million viewers on the BBC, which is unheard of. So it's I think it's turning a corner. I think it's still going to be a slow turn, though. I don't think this is it suddenly, you know, everyone's going to go out and watch women's football. I just don't think it is. I think that it's not going to grow as quickly as we'd like it to, but none of this is doing it any harm, and it's definitely on the rise. But in the UK, with men's football so utterly dominant over not just women's football, but over everything else in the world, if anything that comes up against it, and unfortunately in some ways, it does get compared, and it mustn't get compared because it's totally different. So in that way, I'm really proud of being English and watching them do so well. And I know it will just improve everything in the UK, but it's still a long journey and a bit of too much of a slow one, if you ask me.
Absolutely. Again, we're here with Rebecca Lowe on World Soccer Talk Radio. And Rebecca, it's time to get to know you a little bit better on a soccer level and on a personal level. So we got about 10 minutes left here with you. And I want to ask you a few questions and feel free to have these answers be brief. Or if you want to elaborate on anything, any stories come to mind, let them rip. Let's start off with first favorite footballer, Rebecca.
First favourite footballer was Alan Pardew when he was playing for Crystal Palace back in the late 80s and early 90s. He was a blonde 20-something, no idea how old he was, but he had this blonde haircut that I thought was really quite fetching, and I was about 10, and he was the greatest thing. Then of course he scored the winner against Liverpool in the FA Cup semi-final of 1990, which just, you know, cemented him as my favourite ever footballer in the world. And I wrote him letters and never got any reply, and I was 11 or 12 by this stage. I adored him, and when I actually ended up interviewing him in the last 5-6 years, I told him this, and we had a good laugh, and he's a very nice guy. But I would say early on in my life, Alan Pardew was my first ever favorite footballer.
How stoked were you to see him come back and manage Crystal Palace?
I'm not sure I've been that excited about a manager managing us since when Steve Coppell came back again to manage us back in the early 2000s, I think. It was great, and look what he's done. No one can say he's not a good manager. He is a first class manager. So delighted.
All right, Sorry about that. Favorite English ground other than Selhurst Park, Rebecca?
Has to be Anfield. I'd never been to Anfield before I started at ESPN UK, and I had to go there maybe 7 or 8 times a season for 4 years, and I never got bored of it. I never got bored of the evening games, of the crowd, of the atmosphere, of the old-fashioned nature to it, the tunnel, the privilege of being there, to be honest, loved it.
You're not just kissing up to the host who's a Liverpool fan, you actually mean that?
No, I mean that. I've been to them all, and St. James's Park comes close, but Anfield's number one.
I love it. All right, Rebecca, favorite holiday destination?
Santorini, where I married my husband, in the Greek islands.
Ooh, there we go. All right, this is a good one here. Robbie Earl or Robbie Musto? Who is the superior Robbie?
I am not answering that. Next question.
All right, Robbie Fowler or Robbie Savage?
Robbie Fowler.
All right. Favorite American food?
Ooh, good question. Favorite American food? Oh, gosh.
Most of our foods are adopted from other countries anyway, so you can feel free to go with one of those.
Yeah, but everything's so bad for you here. It just tastes so good. I'm just going to go with a dinner. I'm going to go with Thanksgiving dinner because it's partly my favorite because you can't go wrong with a roast. But some of the stuff that you guys do, like sweet potatoes with marshmallows, what is all that about? But it intrigues me, so I'm going with Thanksgiving dinner.
Sweet potato with melted marshmallow, gooey, gooey goodness. Absolutely. All right, beer or wine, Rebecca?
Say again?
Beer or wine, or Prosecco, oh, perhaps?
Wine. No, champagne or wine.
All right. So no beer. We're going no-go on the beer?
Oh, no, yuck.
All right, if you weren't a TV presenter, you would be a what?
I think I would be it's a real struggle because I'm absolutely not qualified to do anything else, but I would probably start my own business and be something like a wedding planner.
A wedding planner?
Yeah, I've always was quite interested in doing it. I'm really organized now, super organized person, and quite a control freak, if you ask my husband. So I think I'd quite like to be in charge of people's weddings.
So you're a control freak and you're married to a football manager. I mean, is that the control struggle of the century or what?
Yeah, and guess who wins? He does.
All right, this one should be fun. If you could star in a movie alongside any actor or actress in the world, who would the actor or actress be, and what would the movie be about?
Oh, my goodness. These are hard questions. I have to say I would star in a movie alongside Judi Dench. I mean, is the woman just perfect? I love her in every way. Dame Judi Dench, I should say. And it would probably be a period drama, an English period drama, where we could get dressed up in crazy old-fashioned English clothes and walk through old-fashioned English country houses and talk in funny English voices. That would be it.
Now, see, I know you enjoy Mad Men, Downton Abbey. You're very into period pieces and kind of historical fiction pieces. Where does that enthusiasm come from?
I think it just comes from, I did medieval history when I was at school to quite a high level. Really enjoyed that. And I think just when you grow up in England, every single school trip you go on, Nate, is to a castle somewhere or old house somewhere where you have to learn about the history. And as I've got older, not really when I was at school, but as I've got older, I've reflected on all those things. And you're just surrounded by history back home. And I think I've really come to appreciate that as I've got older.
All right, Rebecca, favorite sports movie of all time?
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Favorite sports movie. You have to throw a few at me. I'm trying to think of some.
I'm partial to the Damned United myself.
Oh, yes, Damned United. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I interviewed Michael Sheen, the guy who played Clark, and he was brilliant. I mean, how brilliant is he?
The great part of the discussions with the old Leeds players, they said that when they watched the movie, they would close their eyes and they felt like Brian Clough was actually in the room. They were scared to death. One of the great footballing movies, one of the great sports movies, period. If you out there have not seen The Damned United, came out in 2009, I believe, I highly recommend it. One of the great footballing, talk about studying managers and all of NBC's strengths and one of Rebecca's passions of covering the psychological aspects of the game. If you want a managerial display of epic proportion, check out that film, The Damned United, the Don Revy, Brian Clough relationship. What a story that was. All right, let's get right back in to the Premier League season before we close out. We got 3 minutes left here with you, Rebecca. Other than your beloved Eagles, who are you looking at as far as a sleeper pick in the Premier League this year?
Okay, you'll have to translate what a sleeper pick mean.
Oh, sleeper, an unexpected, a team that might pull off something special that nobody would really put down on paper for their predictions, kind of an insider pick.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna say Aston Villa under Tim Sherwood are going to do pretty well. Yes, I know. Yes, they've lost Delph and Benteke, but I think that this season we're going to see whether Sherwood's good or bad, and I think he's really good. He's also signed a lot of players that he must know about. I mean, not many of them, I have to say, do I know much about, but I think we'll see some good ones because I trust his recruitment. And I think they're going to surprise a few people.
What is the English, accepted English version of sleeper pick? What would you call it?
Probably surprise package.
Ooh, surprise package. See, it's so much more eloquent when you do it. All right, we go to Bournemouth. One of my favorite stories of Bournemouth coming up into the Premier League. Will they stay up, Rebecca?
Yeah, I think they definitely will. I think partly because they've signed a few really good players. In fact, today I think I'm right in saying they've just signed Lee Tomlin from Middlesbrough, who's a really good player, for £3.5 million, which, what, $5 million, really good value. Tyrone Mings is an excellent fullback. Sylvain Distan's got age on his side and experience as well. They may be slightly short of goals. I think that the way they play under Eddie Howe, who I'm really looking forward to seeing how he deals with the Premier League, I think they'll be good. I think they'll be okay, maybe 16.
Come on, Bournemouth. Rebecca, do you have a title pick for us, or do we have to wait for that one?
Well, I think there's a major caveat that the transfer window isn't over yet. I wish it was, because it's so annoying when it doesn't finish. And it needs to finish, like, on Friday night, I think. But at the moment, as things stand, like this very second, Arsenal.
Arsenal picked for the title by Rebecca Lowe. I threw it out yesterday. I said Arsenal could do it, and I'm waiting till the end of the week to give my predictions for the Premier League season. You know what? I'll jump on board right now. I'm saying it right here on August the 4th, Arsenal to win the Premier League. I love it. Father down in Santa Cruz, I hope you're listening, you lovely, lovely gooner, you. Rebecca Lowe, thank you so much for your time. This has been an immense pleasure and a privilege. You're welcome back on the show anytime, and best of luck with the season at NBC.
Lovely chatting. Thanks, Nate. Speak to you soon.
Again, cheers to Rebecca Lowe. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio to close this bad boy out. Stay tuned, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Want to be the next great sports announcer? Check out Rabble.tv, where you call the action. You already know more than the guys on TV. It's time to show the world what you can do by sharing your insights and opinions about the sports you love, like football, baseball, basketball, soccer, MMA, wrestling, and more. Everything from the biggest matchups in the world to a game right in your neighborhood. Join other Rabblers who are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. So mute the audio coming from that network guy who never liked your team anyway, and let us hear what you think. Rabble.tv.
Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. This Wednesday, the Copa Libertadores final, the second leg. It's tied 0-0. Tigres of Mexico and River Plate of Argentina going at it in Buenos Aires. And World Soccer Talk Radio listeners, I would like to invite you to join my good friend, Latin American soccer expert Juan Arango, as he will be breaking down the game, sharing his thoughts and opinions on Rabble.tv live. live on Rabble. Turn on the TV broadcast, mute the TV broadcast on Fox Deportes, and head on over to Rabble.tv to listen to bilingual soccer extraordinaire Juan Arango sharing his analysis in English for this match with Rabble. You can listen to the broadcast live on your desktop through your iOS app and now through your mobile browser. Start creating your own Rabblecast. Be a part of these things. Call one of your team's games. It's easy. Sign up for free today and try it out. Will it be River Plate or Tigres lifting the Copa Libertadores trophy? Find out this Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern time here in the States with Juan Arango live on Rabble.tv. Another huge thank you to Rabble for their continued support of World Soccer Talk Radio. Copa Libertadores final tomorrow. Premier League 4 days away. Another huge thank you to Rebecca Lowe of NBC Sports for joining us in this edition of the show. It was a great pleasure. We're both calling the Gooners Arsenal for the Premier League title 2015-2016. How about it? Signing off for the gaffer Christopher Harris and the producer Scott Cuddy back in San Francisco. My name is Nate Avarea. Cheers. Bye for now. Talk to you tomorrow.